Hello. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I have got lots of music and music news for you. There's fresh new tunes from artists like Asake, Stromae, Mastercraft. There's interviews with Savara from Kenya and Kofi Jamar from Ghana. Both artists have recently released new albums. And there is more live music from the One Beat Sahara concert that happened in the desert in Algeria recently. I was there. It was awesome. And we're going to listen to about 15 minutes of the second group that performed that night. It's called Scoring. And this music is composed with soundtracks to films in mind. So get ready to enter a dreamy, ethereal vibe. We're also going to hear from Scoring's artistic director, Haile Supreme, who I interviewed while I was there. All right, so let's get this show on the road. Starting out, here is one of Nigeria's hottest breakout artists on the scene right now, Asake. He calls his music Afrofusion. This is Sungba Remix featuring Burna Boy.
Mr. Money, no dey waste time. Mr. Money, want to ease your mind. Say, baby, don't find no day to shine. Unaka, show why me. Mr. Money, no dey waste time. Mr. Money, want to ease your mind. Hello, you carry back a lot of filo, filo. I'm a jackapo, no go dey ghost you. Head to pay what them kilo, kilo. Kumatingaza, kumatingaza. Shina sai yon falapa. Agata from Osapa funi bulala ni she lo japa ni she lo japa. Omo aje bota ni bi mi gapa. Ano like nonsense we yako bota. Ano like nonsense we yako bota bota. Ni she lo japa. Omo aje bota ni bi mi gapa. Ano like nonsense we yako bota. Ano like nonsense we yako bota bota. Sunga, sunga la ja 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 sunga, sunga sunga sunga, sunga la ja 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 sunga, ulu sunja ja, sunga 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 sunga, sunga la ja 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 sunga, sunga sunga sunga, ulu sunja ja.
You see when you look at me, Sungba la ja ko ma ju body. My problem is that too sabi o. Pop party for the pool party o. I got out ya dark bada. So you dey white meaning, you know see uba o ya bokada. Shop banker you go shop gada gada. Ele Sungba, Sungba la ja 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 Sungba. Carry your matter for head like Oshuka. VVS is on my neck zero fuka. You dey bugasi give me sugar. Cause you know you carry it, give me super. Sunga, sunga, sunga. We are team one, but I beat it conga.
Hello, you carry back a lot of filo. I'm a jackapo, no go de ghost you. Edu to be what a kilo, kilo. Kumatingaza, kumatingaza. Shina sa inyo falapa. Agata from Osakwa funi ulala. Ni she lo japa, ni she lo japa. Omo aje bota, ni li mi gapa. Anu like nonsense, we ya kubota. Anu like nonsense, we ya kubota, bota. Ni she lo japa. Omo aje bota, ni li mi gapa. Anu like nonsense, we ya kubota. Anu like nonsense, we ya kubota, bota. Sungba, sungba la ja 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 sungba. Sungba, sungba, sungba. Sunga la ja 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 sunga, ulu sunja ja. Sunga, 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 sunga la ja 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 sunga, 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 ulu sunja ja.
Give me sugar, cause you know you carry it, give me super. Ele sunga, 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 oya timo bota biti konga, ulu wabona.
All right, that was Sungba Remix by Asake from Nigeria featuring Burna Boy. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now to another masterpiece by Belgian maestro Stromae. Here's Fils de Joie from his 2022 album Multitude. The visuals dropped about a month ago and already have reached 21 million views.
Être seul, c'est difficile. Et là, ça fait des années. Et de juger c'est facile, surtout quand on n'y a pas goûté. Le plus dur, bah c'était la première fois. Puis le plus dur, c'est de savoir quand souvent sera la dernière fois. C'est vrai, je suis pas contre un peu de tendresse de temps en temps. Et puis cette fois-ci, ben, je pourrais le faire en l'insultant. Oui, tout est négociable dans la vie, moyenne en paiement. En plus, je suis sûrement son meilleur client. Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui, je sais, c'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros, et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme ils disent. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leurs bêtises. Ô chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux. Pourquoi tout le monde me déteste, alors que c'est moi qui les nourris? Leur vie serait bien plus modeste, sans moi elle serait pourrie. Le lit et la sécurité ont un prix, madame. Ben oui, dans la vie tout se paye. On te l'avait donc jamais appris. On m'accuse de faire de la traite d'êtres humains. Mais 50, 40, 30 ou 20%, c'est déjà bien. Faudrait pas qu'elles se prennent un peu trop pour des mannequins. Mesdames, ou devrais-je dire putain? Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui, je sais, c'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros. Et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme ils disent. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leurs bêtises. Ô chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux. Je sais que c'est ton boulot, mais faut bien que je fasse le mien, non? Entre le tien et le mien, la différence c'est que moi je paye des impôts. Allez circuler madame, reprends tes papiers, ce qui te reste de dignité. Aux femmes, trouve-toi un vrai métier. Mais oh, laissez donc ma maman. Oui je sais, oui, je sais. C'est vrai qu'elle n'est pas parfaite. C'est un héros. Et ce sera toujours fièrement que j'en parlerai, que j'en parlerai. Je suis un fils de pute, comme il dit. Après tout ce qu'elle a fait pour eux, pardonne leur bêtise. Ô chère mère, ils te déshumanisent. C'est plus facile, les mêmes te courtisent. Et tout le monde ferme les yeux.
From Morocco. This is Music Time in Africa.
All right. Continuing with more new music from the continent, we are now going to Nigeria for these next two tunes. First, Want You by Oxlade, and then Hosanna by Mastercraft featuring Chike. Enjoy these jams, and then join me at the other end where we're going to meet up with one of my favorite reporters, Billy Odidi, to meet Savara and hear about his new album, Savage Level.
Is it love or switching like the old face, Sala, Sala? Baby, me and you, we go travel far. Anything you want, I go double order. Our love is too strong, and no fear, far, far away.
Wanna be a lover, wanna be a lover, give me a lover, ooh. Shaman Fala Shaman, the original. What? You're now listening to Music Time in Africa. This is Haile Supreme with Heather Maxwell.
Was Hosanna by Mastercraft featuring Chike, and before that, Want You by Oxlade. Hey everyone, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hope you're enjoying the music so far. Now, it is time to catch up with Bill Odidi in Nairobi and his guest, Savara.
Heather, and hello to you wherever you may be listening. This is Bill here in Nairobi. Now, Savara is the latest member of the group Sauti Sol to release his solo album, Savage Level, and this is the hit song, Balance.
What whatever you say, what whatever you do in this life, you have to measure everything in a balance. Kila uko inje, kisha space ya nyumbani, baby, oh, sika siri.
weke baba bala. Usile nyama peke, usile mboga peke. Bajeti kikubali ongeza sembe. Usijinyime brade, usijinyime.
Cause you work so hard, yeah. So when you sip, 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 take your water, check your drip, drip.
Balance, the first single from Savage Level, the brand new solo album by Savara of the group Saudi Soul. Why this title, Savage Level?
The title Savage Level is from the word savage, which I relate with, from the name Savara also. But also savage in terms of not being untamed or wild, just like known historically, but is to be intellectually woke, to be existing in time and be present in a time when we fully need ourselves, you know. I decided to unlock my inner potential. That's why I choose the Savage Level.
Share with us a little about the production, the making of this album, Savage Level.
The making of this album was inspired by my story, because as my first solo project, I thought it would be only reasonable if I pay homage to my people. And I see my people to be very savage, and I see a crop of human beings who are there to get it, and are there to work, and are there to, despite all odds, go for it. And it's just my life through my people, the things that I've seen them do over a period of time. And they're the people who like have inspired me, who've given me this artistic side. So I just decided to pay homage to them.
Si wawili, siwezi gawa mwili, na sikumbuki tukizali wanga wawili. Kila mahali muenda napanda miti, kiluku ni fiti, pesa ni nyingi, ustani mini fala, na weka ngari siti, juu hilo jorumbi, funguo ni bibi, girl you know I'm on it, yeah.
When I listen to the songs on the album Savage Level, I hear various themes, various messages. What are you hoping to convey through the music?
Some of the social issues are tackling in the songs are like things that are affecting us. For example, anxiety. I'm talking about change, the notion of change and how people perceive change. I'm talking about like making it work, like beating yourself in the chest and just doing it, kill him every day, you know. I'm talking about my woman, the music to my heart. I'm talking about love, you know. Hello is a song that's just a time of confusion where like you don't want anything to do with the world, but everyone's hollering at you. How do you react? So there's various social issues tackling, from dance, you know, just celebration, you know.
I'd like you to reflect on the difference of working on your solo music for the first time outside the group Saudi Soul.
This one was different because I was fully involved. Like, I had to do everything. You have to be the lead of everything, because you're the only person who understands your vision. It's not a shared vision in the group, it's a solo vision. So that's why it was so different. It needed a lot of attention. And that's why it took 1.5 years to make this project.
Have two big collaborations on the album. How did these collaborations come about?
It was pure vibes. And even the way we did this song with Nyashinski, because he had bought a new car, he came to show off, and I showed off with a good track and he jumped on. And Karun, we had been wanting to do a song for the longest time, and I was actually leaving my studio at Solo Generation, and she walked in like, I always talk about doing music, yet I don't do music with her. And we made a song in that, like in 20, 25 minutes.
Savara from the group Saudi Soul, featuring the sweet voice of Karun on the song Vibration. It's one of my favorites actually on Savara's solo album Savage Level, which has just been released. We're delighted to share it with you on Music Time in Africa. From me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi, back to the wonderful Heather Maxwell in Washington.
Girl, you don't need no patience. Take the lead, baby, I follow your cadence.
Yes, thank you, Bill. And thanks, Savara. All right, I have got a lot more music news for you. Kofi Jamar from Ghana, who actually joins me from his studio in Accra with my colleague and frequent guest of this show, Kwame Ofori. And then that live music from Tahrir, Algeria by the group Scoring, and interview with its director, Haile Supreme. So all that coming up. But first, here is some more new music. This is Tasu Cafe by Sahad and the Natal Patchwork from Senegal, followed by Mdomo by Harmonize from Tanzania, featuring Ibra.
su hol mi sore la su cafe laina pole horon pole kuko gala yemu fare fajar yemu cafe domu jara kendu ko cafe
This is Music Time in Africa.
Baby, you're my mkono shafunga na pingu. Kibaridi uko nje kuna wingu. Minomo mwagaga macho.
Soto Mombasa uko Kenya. Wanaitamani ndizi ya kumenya. Wanajiuliza vipi umepenya mpaka tembo apidu hii. Akina kari mastori wana kusengenya. Na vile uwajibu wanajite Kenya. Na ulivyo na sifa unanipa tena. Yani mpaka subu hii. Kifupi umeniziba mudo, mudo, mudomo.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hey, hello, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to listen to a conversation that I had earlier this week with Ghanaian rap star Kofi Jamar, who has just released a new EP and is rocking the music scene with his song and music video to it, Balling. And Kwame Ofori is also there. You regular listeners know that Kwame is my VOA colleague and frequent guest of the show. He's usually here in Washington, but not right now. Hello, Kwame. Hi, Kofi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Heather.
Kwame, you are now in Ghana, and I asked you earlier to give me a call, an update on the latest music news and the vibes that are coming out of Ghana, especially there in Accra. And you brought me there to Kofi Jamar in his studio, so he must be what's going on. Is that right?
Of course. You know, Kofi Jamar has been what's going on for about 2 years now. I mean, he broke into the scene with his smash hit, El Coso. And then after that, he released his 6-track EP, Appetite for Destruction.
So, Kofi, tell me about your new song, Balling. I watched it and I listened to it, and you're right. Before I even knew that it was a specific dedication to the 90s, I was thinking, this is like a big change from his big hit, Ekoso, because that one was like more drill and had all these guys and these pit bulls. And this is suddenly, you know, people are wearing pink and like fanny packs and those big boots with the shorts. So what inspired you to do this kind of different style?
Yeah, basically, I grew up on that kind of song, you know, and we're in the system whereby you don't hear those kind of songs anymore, and it's not popularly played on air, and it's not, like, revered now like that. So it's just something that came up. I just wanted to be different from the Ekoso song. I just didn't want to follow the drill trend always. I just wanted something different, you know.
I love how the music video opens up with a big, you know, cassette player.
Shout out to Kofi, he shot the video, and shout out to the management at Ghana One Records.
It's really fun. How are people responding to it, Kofi?
So far, people are mind blown, you know. People didn't expect something like that. Got a lot of old school people hitting me up and really like loving the work that I put in making this song.
Oh, that's fun. What about the name of your album, Appetite for Destruction? What inspired you to call it that?
Yeah, the destruction was basically for me destroying the people's perception of what they had already of me. Because as I came up with the course, people like tagging me as a drill musician or a drill rapper. And I just wanted to let them know that, yo, there's more to Kofi Jamar than just that.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, I must say, out of the 6 songs, Surrender and Holy Water, those are the last 2 songs, they went the Amapiano vibe. And Kofi was actually singing on those 2 songs. And for me, the last time I heard a rapper, a seasoned rapper, sing, it was Sarkodie on his Mary album. So for this EP, indeed, he did show that he is a versatile artist, and it's super impressive. He gave us the first two tracks were rap, purely rap.
Mm-hmm.
The next two tracks were like danceable, and then the last ones were also danceable, but he took us to Amapiano, which is trending right now in West Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. So indeed, this is an interesting EP, and I can't wait to see what he churns out in the near future with videos and his next projects.
Mm-hmm. Kofi, is Kwame in the next music video?
Heather, don't do this.
I want to see Kwame in there.
If he's around and he don't mind showing up, we can use him. We can use a hand like it.
All right, guys. So aside from that, what else is happening in the music scene? Well, what kind of vibe aside from you, Kofi?
Yeah, right now the Ghanaian vibe is going on. The drill is being massively like accepted by not just Ghana alone, by Nigeria and Africa and like UK and the world in general.
All right. So there's drill, and then there's Kofi, who's drill sometimes, but then sometimes he's Amapiano and sometimes he's pure hip hop.
Yeah. I'm like, catch me if you can.
I like that. All right. Well, thanks for your time. It was nice to meet you virtually, and Kwame, so good to hear from you in Ghana, but we miss you back here in Washington. So, you know, hurry back.
I'm not coming back.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Don't be mean.
Yeah, I said I'll definitely be back. I can't leave you alone in the studio.
No, you can't do that. Okay, Kofi, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we say goodbye?
Well, I say they should watch out for new songs. They should check up on Kofi Jamal and listen to most of the songs that I've got on there. And this year we are coming up with new songs, massive collaborations and singles that like we are aiming for the international market also. So you should watch out, and we thank them for always listening and supporting us.
Thanks so much, guys. All right. That was Kofi, Kwame and me from earlier this week. Now let's listen to Ballin'.
Do it so effortless. Lose friends, but I never lose my self-respect. Being real, make them tell them check. Tijamin, I'm in Yami Kansi. That's how we are, man, in Yansi. I've been dripping, dripping on you. Make I show them who the real is. Say, I'm in Yami Kansi. That's how we are, man, in Yansi. I've been dripping, dripping on you. Make I show them who the real is. Say, I'm in a massum king chain, I never wanna waste no time. See, I got a need in my woof room to jam and make a sweat inside. At a deep like I'm in the 90s. At the back of the club, that's where you find me. Sipping on things that gon' make you speedy. Oh, there's no debating. Cause no one in the corner got swagger like us. Roll up the Dutchie, choo choo move them fast. Make a nigga know, so we boss. And it's a fact. Bama, me kind of cramming, yeah, we're west. Put up with me, I feel right by the west. I thought I told ya, me, I'm in the end of Suya. And man, I am a Kapunuma. That's how we are, man. I've been dripping, dripping on you. Make a show them who the real is. Say, I'm in Yami Kansi. That's how we are, man. I've been dripping, dripping on you. Make a show them who the real is. Say, I cry,
Hey, this is Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
All right. Hello. Now it is live concert time. Last week, we heard the first part of this concert in Tahit, Algeria. I was there in March to record and report on the One Beat Sahara program, which is it's an initiative of the United States Department of State in partnership with the U.S. Embassy in Algeria and the Algerian Ministry of Culture. So this concert was part of that program. Now, we're going to listen to the second part of the concert. It's about 15 minutes long and features new compositions for film. The group, who calls themselves Scoring, as in scoring for films, consists of seven of the artists in residence. There's Raja Kateb from Algeria, Nappy Nina from California, Buba from Niger, Garba Umar Toure from Mali, Aziz Ouzous from Morocco, Matt Evans from New York, and Haile Supreme, the lead vocalist and artistic director of the group, from New York. This is Scoring's first public performance. They'd only been composing for about a week together. I also include parts of a conversation I had with Haile in this the day after the concert. And like I noted in last week's show, there were a total of about 3,500 concert goers there. The first concert of such a large and international scale that has ever taken place in Dait, which is, by the way, a beautiful oasis town in Bashar province, western Algeria. So here it is. This is Scoring opening with the dreamy and soaring vocals of Haile Supreme.
Incredible. We just did a festival in the middle of the desert. We're in Africa and Algeria. It's felt like a dream for the last almost two weeks.
Well, let's go to your name first. Haile Supreme is a beautiful name. It sounds like, though, not a name that you were born with.
Yeah, my birth name is Abai Molalli, and I was actually named after the Blue Nile. I went about choosing my artist name because I always felt like when you are taking on your artist name, it's an opportunity to choose a name that's larger than life, so that's a challenge for you to live up to it.
So tell me about your role at One Beat. You are an artistic director.
Yeah. We were initially supposed to do this program in 2020, and obviously because of the pandemic, everything was pushed back time and time again, but I'm just really proud that we're able to find the connections, especially being that this program started in Black History Month, to find the connections and trace the lineage of musical styles and idioms and cultures from North Africa to African Americans. And one of my proudest accomplishments with this program is that we've been able to bring a number of African Americans who have never been to Africa before to Africa for the first time. So that's something I'm really, really, really proud of.
Okay, hey everybody. So that is Haile Supreme, the artistic director of this band Scoring that we're listening to from the One Beat Sahara concert live back in March. Now, back to the music. Aziz Ouzous from Morocco takes over the lead vocals. Thank you. Everyone, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. You're listening to the group Scoring Music for Films, recorded live in Dait, Algeria. Now here's more from the group's artistic director, Haile Supreme, whom I spoke with the morning after the concert.
What is your connection to Africa?
So I'm a first-generation Ethiopian-American. Growing up in America, being black, but also having the identity of being Ethiopian, that's just something that I've always wanted to find the connection between.
Where do you live in the United States?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Nice. If you could sum up the experience with one beat since you've been in Algeria. This is your first time in Algeria,
too. Yeah.
In one word, what would it be?
Ineffable. Meaning that it's larger than life and unable to express through words because they wouldn't do it justice.
Another question I've been asking is, since you've been here, I'm sure you've learned things like everyone else has. What is your favorite new gesture or word or sound or even smell?
So, can I get two?
Yeah, you can get two.
First is one of my new favorite words I've ever learned, which is Saha. I throw that out. Everybody gets a Saha. When I'm walking by, somebody's looking at me, even if they're looking at the phone, I just throw a Saha at them and I watch them smile. Or another one is Sahahoya. I say it like that every time. Everybody laughs because it's like ridiculous that I move my mouth that much. But those are Saha. It's universal. When I was in 1B in 2017 as a fellow, we had two fellows that were really well-known Moroccan musicians, both of them named Mehdi. And they would just always say, Saha. They would say, Saha Lezewi, which they would always say to me. And I never really knew what it meant. I just thought it was like my brother or my friend. So I kind of came in here already equipped with the Saha, how to say it quickly and throw it out. And I knew that was like a saying Saha is like accelerates your connection to a stranger out here.
Saha! Thank you all for coming. gentlemen, welcome to the 1B Festival. This is an incredible experience. Algeria is one of my favorite nations in the entire world.
Another gesture that I've never seen before is that when you shake somebody's hand out here, mm-hmm. they like when you go in, they mm-hmm. kiss you on the shoulder, which is beautiful. It's like very humbling.
It is.
Yeah, it's humbling. In Ethiopia, we usually do three kisses, but you like give somebody a high five or shake their hand, and you go in. Usually, people would just bump shoulders, mm-hmm. which I've seen in other cultures, but they literally kiss your shoulder to show respect. I think that's so beautiful.
Wow, that's nice.
So, yeah, saha and shoulder kiss.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, everyone, this is Heather. Now back to the music. Here is Nappy Nina from Oakland, California, kicking it off.
Yes, yes, yes. I get a little this right here. Check. Yo. See resilience, they kill it. Take the flame from the skillet. What we aim to keep drilling, but their plans are built different. The demand, I understand. Plain as plans with fake chilling. Close your eyes, tame your mouth. Take what grace what you given. I forgot the spot you laid. Apply my Paris was written. Inherently stricken from the soup I've been digging. Growth approaching in this choke. Reach the slope of your image. Growth approaching in this choke. Reach the slope of your image. And yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
I wish. I love
Algeria. Okay, so that concludes our listen to the performance of Scoring at the One Beat Sahara concert in Algeria. Hey, everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. Here is one last moment of my conversation with Haile Supreme about his latest single with visuals, Witness.
I really like your music video, by the way.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you have any plans for more music videos as a solo artist coming up?
Oh, yes.
What can we look forward to?
I have actually just released a bunch of music videos with an artist named Nightmares on Wax. And he actually is stationed or based in Ibiza, or Ibiza, as they say. Yeah. And that's actually really, really close to here, like on the map. And I have a lot more music videos, a lot more music coming. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I'm glad you liked the Witness video.
Well, would you like to say anything else?
To all the listeners out there, I hope you're having a beautiful day, night, whatever time of day it is. I hope that you believe in yourself. I hope you stop listening to that little voice in the back of your head that's telling you not to express yourself fully. And most importantly, I hope you listen to my music. Thank you. Saha.
She don't want no bad mind. She just want a good time while she's here. I can tell you won't sound. But you're too afraid to let it be clear.
Witness by Haile Supreme. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me this weekend. Also, a big thanks to Bill Odidi and his guest Savara, to Haile Supreme, and Kwame Ofori and his Kofi Jamar from Ghana for joining us in this episode. The program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.